Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Special Projects Editor for SearchCIOMidmarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on master data management. I'm joined today by Rob Carroll. Rob Carroll is a principal analyst at Forrester Research, focusing on how companies manage data and integrate information across the enterprise. His areas of expertise include master data management, data quality management, metadata management, data governance, and data integration technologies such as ETL and EII. Rob has more than 14 years of data management experience working in both business and IT roles to develop solutions that provide better quality, confidence in, and usability of critical enterprise data. Welcome, Rob.
Hello, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about master data management, or MDM, and I'll spend the next 10-plus minutes asking Rob to answer a number of questions about today's topic. And today's discussion will offer steps to creating a business case for MDM that will include a speedy path to ROI, as well as business value demonstrations. So, Rob, let's get started. First, let me ask you, why or what should mid-market companies know about MDM, and how should they approach it?
So I think the important thing for any mid-market firm to realize about MDM is that master data management is both a business capability and a technology space. And the goal of mastering your data is a good one for a firm of any size, but that does not mean that the software market that's trying to solve this master data management problem is appropriate for mid-market. The MDM software market is really solving a very complex, large enterprise problem where data lives through a number of disparate environments across a wide heterogeneous infrastructure. And most mid-market firms, have a more homogeneous set of applications and technologies. So the master data problem is not as complex, so you don't need this incredibly expensive software necessarily to solve it. There's other technologies that might be more appropriate. The important thing for mid-market firms to know is that do you have a need, a business need, to get more trustworthy information that you could make more effective business decisions using?
And how would you calculate an ROI for a master data management initiative?
This is one of those, often a red herring for many organizations where they figure, okay, if we're going to try to master our enterprise data, we have to figure out tops down what value are we going to get from this type of investment? So across all our business functions, sales, marketing, support, finance, what's the value that this effort is going to bring across the company? And that's incredibly difficult to achieve because my personal experience and many customers that I talk to confirm, data management in general is an enabler to support other things, to improve revenue, to reduce costs, to reduce risks. But cleaning your data does not in and of itself achieve any of those goals. It's an enabler to make sure those processes that do support those goals are more successful. So in calculating an ROI, you really got to focus on what's the specific process or interaction or decision you're trying to improve? What are some of the inefficiencies or opportunities inherent in those processes? And how would cleaner data improve those processes? And your ROI is built from the bottoms up, process by process, step by step.
Okay. What could you say are some of the drawbacks or obstacles CIOs are facing getting buy-in for master data management, and how would you suggest they overcome them?
As I mentioned, one of the biggest obstacles is proving the business value of it. The CIO is often in a very unique position because they have because of their role in supporting the technology infrastructure, more of a cross-functional view across different parts of the business that actually recognizes where data issues might be impacting the business, whereas the business kind of focused on their own profit center, their own silo, doesn't necessarily recognize the end-to-end impacts of that data. So it's really building that business case. It's really doing the sales and marketing that's necessary for a trusted data initiative to actually understand that this should be a top priority, and data should be an asset as opposed to being, priority 6 out of 5.
Okay, and finally, what package software options exist for mid-market firms looking to master their data, and when would building versus buying be preferable?
So there's a number of, you know, when you're talking about mastering your data, you're really asking the question, how could I make sure that my data could be considered trustworthy and we can have higher confidence when we're using this data? So it could be as simple as, getting data to the right place in the right time, and you're just using basic data integration software to move data from one environment, let's say in a transactional environment like a CRM system or an ERP system, into an analytical environment like a data warehouse or a business intelligence universe. So just moving that data might actually solve your need, just making sure it's in the right hands. But sometimes, especially when you're dealing with conflicting data sets or data coming from multiple sources, you suddenly have to start asking questions of this data, saying, is this data the same as this other data? How do we map this data, which appears in one format, to another format? That's where you start looking at tools maybe like, ETL tools, extract, transform, and load. You know, a lot of these ETL tools have logic that allow you to reconcile, standardize, aggregate data for better consumption. Or if you need something a little more, complex to handle some more difficult data transformations around data quality, you have packaged data quality software, which could focus on specific types of data quality, like address verification, just making sure it's the right postal address and it's deliverable, all the way to name standardization, to matching and merging any type of data set. So there's a number of software options available to customers, and they really have to get a pretty good sense of what their problem is, what type of data they're focusing on, and where this data needs to be improved to determine what the right software solution is. If it's a very simple problem, custom code might be equally as effective. It's not going to be as scalable. You're not going to have the same amount of transparency in terms of the metadata that's moving through the process. But if it's a point solution for a very specific need, a more expensive packaged option might not make sense.
Okay. And on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thank you again to Rob Carroll for speaking with us today. And thank you all for listening. Have a great day.